The head of the State Agriculture Department's Grape and Wine Program says the wet spring and summer have challenged Missouri's 150 grape growers who have fought fungus, rot, and insects. Director Jim Anderson says the crop's looking good, but it's entering a critical phase and needs a let-up in the heavy rains, high winds, and especially hail.
Most years when you have a lot of rainfall, you're concerned about, you know, too much waterness, maybe not the sugar compounds in the grapes. Luckily here we've had some warm days, and as we continue to get more sunshine, it does help produce more sugars in the grapes. So we're hopeful that, like I said, it'll even though we've had a lot of rain, we've had some warm days, a lot of sunny days, and it'll transparent into sugar in the grapes, and then hopefully here in August it'll dry out some for us, continue to push some sugars up into the grapes and produce a quality grape.
He says wine producers already are surveying the crop to try to gauge the quality of wine they'll be able to produce from it. Missouri has about 1,400 acres of mature productive grape vines and is adding 100 to 200 acres a year to that. Bob Priddy, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.